All right, you guys ready? Let's do this. Let's do this Reb Chaim piece. So this is going to be the Reb Chaim on Hilchos Beis Bechira. So let's start with the Gemara first. So what is the Mishnah tell us? You two, let's go. What does the Mishnah tell us? That's your cue. Okay, so what's that telling us? Rashi. Yoshev Omer Agabe Kilim. So what's the guy doing? What's he doing? Right, so he's instead of standing on the floor, he's standing on a kli, right? So it says, Sheyesh. Okay. The kul yalat ha-gemar d'psuloi b'avodah. So what's the problem? What's the problem if a guy stands on, let's say, an animal or whatever, and not the floor? What's a chatzitza? Right, blockage. Right, implying that he has to have his feet on the ground. Okay, on the ground. Okay. Oh, I don't know. Whatever. That's not our issue. But it's a good question. Okay. So take a look at the Gemara now. Right. Raglo achas. Alex, we just started. Okay. Keep going, Rowan. Avodasok Shira, Avim Lav. All right, so what's this talking about? I don't want to define this case, but it's important. This gets us into the mindset. What's this case talking about? What's the guy do? What?
You have 1 foot on something else and 1 foot on the floor.
Right, 1 foot on something else and 1 foot on the floor. Right? So how do you define the guy? Is there a chatzitza or not? So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, it depends. Right. If what? If he would be able to do it on 1 foot, so he's kind of using he's putting a second foot on there, I guess, for what? Like, balance, right? Well, not completely, because if, like a little additional support.
Yeah, support.
Like a little additional support, okay? Like to rest it on something, okay? Versus, okay, fine. I don't know. It's a good question. But that's not really part of what we need to
work at.
Now here comes the interesting thing. So look at this case. Boy Rebbe Ami. Okay. Nid Ladla Ha'Evan. The Amad. Okay, so Gemara wants to know what's this case here? So like I said before, what happened? So the stones, right, that were plugged into the ground. Right, and let's assume there was some cement around them. The Kohen steps along, and what does he notice? It's a little loose. It's a little loose. Some of the cement has gotten loose, right? And now, when he stands in it, what does he feel? It's shaky. Okay? It's shaky. So far, so good? So he wants to know, mahu, right? What does he do? Meaning, because what would be the problem? What might be the problem?
It's not on the ground, technically.
So therefore what?
Standing on a
clay. Okay, good. So Josh is going to say, it's like a chatzitza. If the stone is loose, what happens immediately when it becomes loose? According to, that's good.
It's just like any other.
Okay. But that doesn't seem to be the case, because then the Gemara says, you're right, though. That's good. It's good. You're thinking good. So the Gemara says what? Mahu.
Right.
L'chabra. Divadai. Chaitza. What does that mean? Wait, guys, see the Gemara. What does that mean?
If he was stepping on it not to fix it, of course it wouldn't be good.
So if he steps on it, and when he's stepping on it, his das is not to
fix it,
okay? And how would he be fixing it, by the way? Right, just keeping it steady. Now, it's not a permanent fix, but it's just for that time. You have a question on that? Almost to say pshita, it's obvious that if he doesn't have das when he stands on the stone to keep it steady, right, to make him a chobar, the Gemara says, of course that's pasul. Why is it pasul? Because then it's still considered a chatzitza. Okay? Whereas, so what's the question then? The Gemara says, ki tibaylach. First one line is ki tibaylach. So the question's about a case where what? Where his das is to So when he steps in it, well, not to be careful, affix it. Okay? Smush it in. Okay. So what do you say? My. Kavan. De mechabrinan damya. Oh. Talisha. Okay. What are the two possibilities? If he has das, if his intention is to affix the stone into the ground, there's two logical possibilities. Either we say it's as if it is connected, or we're saying what? And therefore it's one. It's a chatisa. All right, so come on. What questions must you ask here? There's a few questions to ask. A couple questions. Okay. Well, okay, but let's get a little more refined. It's good. Okay, all right, now that's a good question to ask. Why do I care what his das is? Who cares what his intention is? Because let me ask you a question. If the guy steps on it and that corrects the problem, meaning it's no longer considered to be loose, who cares if he was thinking about it or not? What's my intention doing to this, the relationship between the rock and the ground? What do I care what my das is? And then, if we do care about what his das is, so then why would it be that it wouldn't work? In other words, the Gemara says two logical possibilities. Either you're going to tell me that, by das, you're going to tell me that it works, right? And it says if it's mechabar, or we say it's not, it doesn't work. And it means and it's talish. But if that's true, then why would, in other words, it's funny because das sounds like it should help. Gemara is saying das should help. So what does das have to do with this? What's going on here? That's what I want to know first. What's the Gemara telling you? So again, question one, right? Why is it so pshita to say that if the guy's no das, it doesn't work? And then, what are the two logical possibilities to say if he has das, whether it works or not? And I'll ask you, let's say you buy into the idea he has das. So I'll ask you a simple question, right? So what makes more sense? If we're saying das is something, there is some reality to das, so what should you say? Should you say it works or doesn't work? It works. Right, exactly. That's what you'd assume. So why would you assume if das does play a role, that it doesn't work? I'll say it like this. Notice like this. The Gemara first says, if he has no das, right? Vadai, it's not good. Then the Gemara says, but if he has das, there's two possibilities. Either it's good or not good. So you'd be tempted to think, that whatever, just line up, to think mathematically, whatever I say by ein daito, that not working, would also apply by daito not working, right? Again, whatever the idea is of why ein daito, right, no das doesn't work, the same idea should apply by if he does have das not working, but it's not, because it's not. What the Gemara is saying is that, I'm not defining it, I'm just telling you how to set it up. The Gemara is saying first, das plays a role. Why would you think das, why is it saying vadai das doesn't play a role? You have to answer that. And then with das playing a role, now there's two possible svaras. You got to section off das from eno das. You can't look at the result of having das not being good as the same idea as eno das not being good. Two different not being goods. To some people, pshita l'chayim, pshita l'gersten. The Hamin is going to say, the relationship of the stone to the ground is a functional relationship. Who cares what his das is? It would be irrelevant. It doesn't matter what my das is, because as long as the stone is as if it's mechobar, right? Because if it's now affixed to the ground and I'm standing on it, right? So what do I care what my das is? Das is irrelevant. So that's the Hamin. The Gemara is saying that if the relationship of stone to being affixed is one of functionality, then das is irrelevant. So if it's not, so then what's the maskana telling you? There's the next step. The maskana saying no das. There's again, ain't die, if he has no das, it's puzzle. Why? Why is that the case?
Because it's not just.
Don't just. I know. We know it's not just. We know it's not just functional. Right. But therefore, how do you look at the stones now? How do you look at this stone? Okay. Let's say the Kohen didn't stand on it. He's not standing on it. Let's say you're an observer and you see the stone loose. What has to be done now? It has to be okay. Because and now, what's that going to do vis-a-vis the stone? The stone right now is defined as what? What does it have in it? A no. Halachically, what? Shame chatzitza, right? So the stone has shame. And now, what does cementing it into the ground again do? It removes the shame chatzitza. Ah. Of course it's das, because if I take the stone, let's say the stone's loose, right? And what do? I chisel out the rest of the bad cement, pick it up, put new cement in, and put it back in the ground. In every situation, I'm doing a, that's all intention is to mend. So what's, so now let's understand. If that's true, so one idea, one idea is to say that by when I cement it back in, right, the permanent effects, I'm now changing the chafsa from one of shame chatzit to not. But what's the other, but that's the, so, but what's this? Now we're back. Like, what's this guy doing here? What's he doing? What are we saying here? What can he do? Okay, in other words, when the stone comes loose, right now it now has a shame chatzitza. That's what it's defined as. It went from being what? It went from being part of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Like, I'm going to be careful here. I'm going to say this very carefully. Uniformly part of the Mikdash. To now, what is it? Now it's shame chatzitza. It's like different. When you see that loose stone, what are you looking at right now? Something that's different from the rest of the other stones, the Beis HaMikdash, right? So now what the Gemara is telling you is that now you have to do a Maisa to rectify the situation. Okay? And a Maisa always requires what?
Das.
Right? Now the question is like this. If that's true, we know, of course, that the guy puts it back in permanently. He removes the Shem Chatzitza completely. He changes the Chatzitza back to what it was. But what's the Gemara telling you these two possibilities? Either you say, or what are those two possibilities? Das, right? Very nice guy's das, but at the end of the day, right? The stone needs a change in its status as a chatzah, right? So what do I care if I have das or not? At the end of the day, my das can't change the status of the chatzah, right? It's not changing it to being defined as mechubar now, right? So it's still a taller stone. It's true, I'm fixing in temporarily a taller stone, but that's the whole point. It's still, right? But what's the other side saying? Right. So what is my das doing? My das can do what? My das can create a state of kvias. Right. I agree. So if yes, let me finish. So if you say that, so that's very nice because you could make the argument to say that right now at this period of time, what's the stone? The chatzitza is removed by the fact that what's its status in relation to the ground? It's fixed. It's keva. Right. Or do you say no? Do you say that the only way that's very nice that right now he did that? But what do we say ultimately, though? What? Kuf Beis Ayin. What? Right. Since we know that, since we know it's going to pop, it's going to get loose again. So what has he really done?
Nothing.
He hasn't done an action of mechubar. That's the problem. It's only by. Words, you have to redefine the thing as being mechubar in order for it to not like chatzitza. And just by stepping on temporarily, it's true that it might produce an idea of kvias. It is fixed into the ground right now. But ultimately, has he redefined this as being mechubar? No, because what does mechubar mean? Cemented in? Fixed into the ground. He hasn't done that. You understand? Yeah, no, but right now, when he's stepping on it, right now, what's that stone relative to the ground? It's in there tight. It is functional. It's kovea as a stone. Exactly. What? No, and what is look at the road there. Tullish. Why is it tullish? Because yeah. So the Gemara pick up where it says, "Rabba Zuti Baila Hachi." Oh, sorry, by Rabbi Ami. From there, by Rabbi Ami. Okay. Now, what does Nekra Evan mean? The rock, literally. Okay, so look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, Nakra. Legamre. Nidaldala means it's shaky, right? Nakra means I woke up in the morning, I walk into the base of Mikdash to do a voda, and what do I see? There is, right, so, right, so now, again, it's good to, I mean, I tend to be very visual, so I think, pretend this is the spot, right, that corresponds to this. That's the spot where it's missing. Okay. Korn wants to continue going. So Rashi says, right? It's Rashi, keep reading Rashi. Right? The Haguma. Sham. Wait, what's the Guma? The
hole.
Well, the depression. Okay, meaning what does he see now? He sees the depression, that's this, right? Remember, like the area where the stone was put into. And what does he decide to do? Right, he's going to put both his feet in there and do the avoda. What's Engel saying? That sounds like a very simple way to learn. If I was learning these two cases, isn't NACRA the logical, isn't that the next logical step? One case is loose stone. Next case is stone completely missing. Okay, now what does the Gemara now say? So, right, I don't know. I mean, when you say broken, you mean like half of it's been removed?
No, I mean like it's cracked.
So, but why would that matter?
Why is it matter?
At this point. No, because it's not fixed to the ground. But if there's something in the stone itself that, let's say, has like a little crack in it, I'm not sure that might be a problem. I don't know. Right, I mean, I do know. But right now, I don't know. Okay? All right, so now keep going on the Gemara.
Think about it like you never have it here. But a paving stone that's you can have one that's loose because say there's a tree root that's grown under it, so it's loose, but it's still whole.
Okay.
It just goes
right.
Right, but when you step on it, but versus paving stone that was in that status and now it's all and now it's completely cracked and now it's not actually that wobbly.
Right.
But when you step on it, it does sort of shift a little.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yet. These stones are much bigger than that. You got to realize. They weren't like little paving stones. All right, but go on, Josh. Go on. It's a good question. But what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, Mahu. The Gemara wants to know. Meaning, obviously, again, there's two logical possibilities. Either what? What are the two logical possibilities? Either the Avodah is good or it's bad. Now, again, but what should the issue be? Before you see what the Gemara is about to say, what would... You would think the issue is chatzitza. Well, but chatzitza of what? Okay, good. So the Gemara says, right, so mo.
The ground is what it needs to be bound to.
Okay, so the Gemara says mo. All right, now the Gemara says, Maika.
Maika and Baile.
Kikadish. Oh, Dilma. Aris. Right. The Dahoma. Kaddish, right? It sounds like a very big factual question. So the question is, what did David HaMelech do? All right, look at Rashi. Ki Kaddish David. Ota. Uvashir Shapagarim. Can Thomas Echashvus? So what did he do? So he was, David HaMelech, through these korbanos, was Mekaddish the floor of the Azara. So there's two things he could have been Mekaddish. What are the two things? Tell me.
The stones.
Okay, meaning the stones.
Not the literal stones, but
the part.
Which would be what? Which is what?
The stones.
The stones. So did he?
I don't say stones. I mean those stones. I mean the general. Like,
right. Was he Mekadesh these guys? Right. Or
the entire earth.
From this down. Yeah. Right. From that down.
All the way down.
All the way down.
Even
to where? To China.
It's opposite to being
right. Okay, so of course it's okay. Now what are we gonna, of course, what are you gonna have to define, by the way? What's another thing? Wait, what else are we gonna have to define here before you get to the Rochaim? What else do you have to define? What? What would you have to define right now? What's the difference? Right. What's the difference? There's meaning. No. Conceptually, what's the difference between the two? Okay, fine. But the Gemara says, what do you mean? Now, these next words, the entire sugya, everything rests on how to interpret these words. The Gemara says, v'tibaylei kula la'olam shitalei da'ad aris tahoma kadosh. So now, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Hawaii.
No, meaning what? Tibaile, shh, guys. Tibaile kol azara kula. What does that mean? No, you're not reading it right. Tibaile kol azara kula.
Got rid of the entire earth.
If the question is whether or not what David HaMelech was Mekadesh, why is the question only, right, one stone? What should you ask it on? Removing all the stones. I'm not telling you, I'm not explaining why that's there. I'm just telling you factually. Rashi's interpretation is like this. You got to follow the logical stream here. Let me write this out. Because if you don't follow this, you'll be... What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says... So therefore, what do we know? Since the Gemara, again, this is important. Since the Gemara did not ask about the entire floor, and only one stone,
it must be obvious
that what? That David HaMelech did what?
Made everything.
Right, that it must be that everything was Mekadesh, total. Okay, so therefore, what do we know for sure? Shita, right, that it's total. And then, what are the two possibilities? So the Gemara says, keep going. Oh, the Ad Ar is the Homa Kaddish. The Hachikim Abayalei. So this is the two possibilities, no, right? Derek shares Bekaf. Josh, that's you. Right for the two dots. Right. Derek shares Bekaf. So what's the question then?
Take him.
Right. Well, what's the question now?
Wait, no, we have a solution.
Just read the facts. No, what? What are the facts saying now? The Gemara is saying, so everyone agrees it's Tola Kedusha. So if that's true, no, I'm saying, if that's true, what should you say then? If the Kohen works on the Ritzbah, what should you say? So because halachically it should be fine. So we're just saying, is it proper for him? Yeah, exactly. You could argue that being on a lower level versus the upper stone, you know, like it's not like coveting. I have no intention about like defining that. I don't care. That's not relevant to the sugya. What?
Why don't just step around?
Okay, so you basically lay out on the floor of the mikdash these nice stones. They were nice stones, okay?
Why not make it out of one big slab of diamond?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Wow, man.
That'd be huge, though. Yeah. But man, the Im Nakra, they have a hard enough time with the menorah. They have to make the menorah out of a slab of gold. All right, what's saying? The Im, what is it now? The Im Nakra, Evan. Okay, now, slowly. If the Evan, what? Okay, what does that now? What does that have to mean?
Uprooted.
It's got to mean it came out. But here's the funny part. Oh, it does. Okay, 1 second. Afa pi shehi omedes mimkoma, even though it's still what? In its place, right? Ahoel v'niskalkala psula. But what's the problem? Since there was what?
It was at one point.
Well, it's miskalkel. It's problematic. It's something, right?
It's killful. It's mistaken.
Puzzle, right? The usher the Kohen ha'ove la modalea b'shasavoda achetikavav arutz, and the Kohen cannot do what? He's not allowed to step on the stone. Not allowed to step on the stone. Okay. All right. What does the Ravid say?
Not the same thing.
Odamru. No, where are you? Yeah, the one underneath it. Odamru. Bimkoma. Ain. No, Ain Derech Shiras Bekav. Okay, so what? So this is very cryptic. It's amazing. The Rive is very cryptic. What's the Rive's kasha on the Rambam? Without, we don't know what Chaim was going to say yet. If I asked you, the peasants over here, what?
He was saying the same thing until you said he wasn't.
No. Well, what do you mean?
One second. Seems to say that the stone's gone.
What?
Rive seems to say the stone's gone.
Okay, what's one thing? One second. Shimon's right. The Rive seems to be learning a case like Rashi. He's saying that's one issue. It sounds like he's saying like Rashi.
Also, the Rive saying that you are allowed to stand on it. It's just not Derech Shiras.
Oh. Bam! Good job, Horowitz. Bullseye. The Rambam says it's usser, but the Ravid's saying, what do you mean? The Gemara never says it's usser. At best, maybe you'll say Derech Shiras Bekach, but we don't know if that necessarily means it's usser. How do you know to deduce that from the Gemara? First of all, Gemara loses a teiku. How does the Rambam know it's usser? He knows it's usser. Good job, Horowitz. Okay, so there's two problems. Shimon's right. The Ravid seems to be indicating that Evan Nakar is different than what the Rambam seems to be learning. And you're also right about the fact that he holds it's Ain Derech Shiras. Why does the Rambam say it's Usser? Okay, now, problem is the Rambam himself says in, where is it, Perek Hey Halacha Yates in, now notice, where's this? In B.S. and Mikdash, not in Beis HaBechira. Keep that in mind. The Rambam's not putting the Halacha of Nildaldala in Beis HaBechira. He puts it in B.S. and Mikdash. What does he say? Interesting. Notice the use of techubar, meaning like kind of what we're saying. Or he's saying, don't stand on it during avoda until it's defined as being mechubar, right? Vim avad, avodah sakshera, right? Why? Okay, good. So ideally, you shouldn't do it, but it's still considered avoda. Okay. Now, of course, learning. Now, why is this going to be a problem? You don't have to look at Rav Chaim to figure out why is this a problem. The Rambam saying there that what's the case?
It was pulled out and put back in.
There meaning Bias HaMikdash. He's saying what's the case there?
It's wobbly.
What's the case here?
It's out and put back
out
in.
Out and put back in.
Oh.
But is it wobbly or not?
So the problem is what the heck's the difference? In other words, what the problem with this? The problem is that
either way, it's not fully connected to the ground.
Right. Rashi's learning the guy staying in the Guma.
What
you're saying is very good. Shimon's saying that, I'll tell you what the difference is. There's a difference between saying that the stone came out, and maybe you'll say when the stone comes out completely, it's no longer X, whatever it was, it's no longer that thing. So putting it back in doesn't reinstate it, versus saying the stone is loose.
Right.
Maybe it hasn't lost that identity yet. Good. Okay. So, okay, that's good. But what Rav Chaim's going to take up is, Rav Chaim's going to take up, essentially, the machlokos between Rashi and the Rambam. Because the problem is, in the Rambam's way of learning, how does the Rambam now read the Gemara? That's going to be one problem. The issue is that, in what seems like such a minor issue, is the stone out all the way, or did the stone come out and he put it back in, right? But he's stepping on it, let's say, right? Which seems so minor. Yet, Rashi's version of learning Evan Nakaris has one completely way, a unique way of learning the Gemara, and the Rambam, you'll see what the Rambam's question is. The Rambam is another way of learning the Gemara, and each line in the Gemara has a new interpretation based on, if you want, like Rashi and the Rambam. That's the introduction to the Rav Chaim. You'll see.